Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m., If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website at 957thegame.com and sign up now. So that'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Sundays are fun at Laughing Monk. Get down there and watch the games.
The 125 this week, Stoney.
What were you moaning about?
So this real quick, I got to get it off. And Evan's been my confidant in this, and now I'm just going public. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Shedeur Sanders at Colorado, the quarterback, but I know the plight of the black quarterback and Warren Moon and all that stuff. So I never turn my ear or eyes to that, right? So I didn't know what to make of what's going on in Cleveland. Then when I found out that he told Baltimore he didn't want to be a backup to Lamar, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You might be playing right now. Neither here nor there. I look at the TV from coming to get some chips. Brown's not in a hurry to name backup quarterback. Now you're playing with the dude. He's your backup quarterback. He was your third, but now you're making the backup quarterback thing like it's the starter. Why you messing with him? Now I'm going back to where, okay, let me open the file. Maybe it might be something with his dad. Maybe it might be, and I'm not saying dude is perfect, Shedeur, but I can't believe I just read that. Brown's not in a hurry. Why are you not in a hurry? He's part of your franchise. He's your backup quarterback. Quit playing with him.
Isn't this the same organization that gave Deshaun Watson a boatload of money?
That did happen.
Without him ever earning it?
What?
It's the same.
Well, they thought he was worth it.
It was the Browns, right?
Why y'all messing with the kid? And you're only doing that because you don't want to give him drive home. I'm one step closer to seeing the field backing up Gabriel. I thought it was odd.
Well, maybe the third stringer and Shedeur are in a battle.
Well, he was the third string before they traded Flacco. Wow. My guy here, or gal, patiently fraudulent. Guru, you don't know all the context. I just saw what I read, my friend. And then Austin, our guy in San Jose, Stefanski doesn't like Shedeur or his daddy. It's the ball syndrome.
All right.
You know, the ball. Undefeated.
Like LaMelo.
Yeah. Okay. Or LaVar.
Okay. Kyle Shanahan's going to be talking to the media momentarily in Santa Clara. And when he does, we're going to jump right down there.
All right.
49ers, of course, play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. Mac Jones, is he going to be the starter? It looks that way.
Yep.
But maybe we'll get some clarity on it momentarily with Kyle Shanahan.
And Pierce saw too, Stoney. I want to see him out there. And how, you know, how long? But, yeah, we'll find out. Is there any part of your – I know you hate these questions – of your being that thinks there's no way Mac Jones is not under center in Tampa come Sunday?
No, I think he's going to be the I think he's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't – Shanahan didn't mention anything about the injury after the game, so I'm going to assume that it's going to be him. Hey, Evan threw something on the chat today.
Okay.
Of all the quarterbacks that Shanahan has coached here, which one's he gotten the most out of?
Oh, that's easy. Trey Lance. I'm having fun. You put a smile on your face.
That's a four.
Right. He even cracked.
What he got traded for.
Right.
Well, he went from third string to a backup, right?
This is tough.
No, it's not. It's Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know what? Who didn't get drafted? But I think that might be your answer.
By the Niners.
Yeah.
I think it's Garoppolo.
Tell us why.
Because look where he is now. I mean, he's a backup, and he played in a Super Bowl.
Well, he's got the same career as a Niner that Brock Purdy's flirting with. Lost a Super Bowl, almost won it. Got to an NFC championship game, lost it. Now you hope that, you know, Brock doesn't do what Jimmy did when, you know, he had the high ankle sprain, the season was over. What lost him his job and the confidence from the coaching staff. But damn. Now you got me thinking, who is a better just natural quarterback, Garoppolo or Brock Purdy? Who's the most limited between the two?
Garoppolo. I think it's Garoppolo. Brock Purdy's got some wheels. Garoppolo doesn't.
So he would win it. I'm not saying you're wrong. He would win it just on the wheel.
Well, you could say, Matt, what about Mac Jones? I mean, Mac Jones becomes part of the conversation because he's been terrific in three games.
But I guess I'm good in Stani. We can do it however. But I'm coming out of college. What was expected? And I don't think Diddley Squat was expected from Garoppolo and Purdy. Mac Jones went high for a reason, and he was playing big-time college football, so we all expected him to have the career Brock's having thus far. But now you got me thinking, wow, man, the fact that – Stoney, it's Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant to now Mr. Relevant, signing a new deal, playing in a Super Bowl – I didn't play my best, nor did I play my worst. I didn't cost us. I gotta believe it's Brock Purdy.
That's certainly one of the answers. It could be Purdy, it could be Garoppolo, depending.
How would you answer it, Evan? Your own question.
Who he's gotten the most out of?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're gonna have to wait because Kyle Shanahan's at the podium right now.
Ricky Purcell, knee will be out. Watkins, calf out. Robert Beal, ankle out. Brock Purdy, toe out. Juwan Jennings, ankle/rib out. Alfred Collins, knee out. Yetur, knee hamstring out. Trent Williams, vet day. McCaffrey, vet day. CJ West, thumb limited. Stout, ankle limited. Mac Jones, knee/oblique limited. Kevin Givens, pec limited. Clea Davis, hand limited.
Could you assess some Brock's progress, and is there any thought at all putting him on injured reserve?
Hasn't been on thought on IR, and he's progressing. Yeah.
Is there a reason that Brock didn't travel to Los Angeles?
Just with where he was, we thought when he traveled the first time, he was a little sore after it, so we just don't want him to fly and everything for that reason.
Same thing with all the other injured guys?
Yeah. They don't do it because we think it helps them leave him behind.
You've always said try to get to be 50-50 run pass. I know 4-1 is by far the most important stat, but you're 59% pass right now. Are you a little uncomfortable with that, or is just the way like, did you approach these games thinking most of the time we're going to have to throw a little bit more than usual?
No, I think that's more how I feel during the games. I don't approach games that way much. I always, every game I've ever been in, I understand it can go either way, one-sided or the other. So you're always ready for that, for how a game goes. But no, that's the way these games have played out, and seems like it's been important for it to play out that way.
Camp's got the number one run D outside of Vita Vea. What stands out when you watch them on film?
Todd's scheme. I mean, regardless of who they've ever had, he's always a good run defense. When they want to take away the run, they know exactly how to do it, from the calls he makes, how they play with their 3-4 front. Then when you have people like Vita Vea, is as good as it gets in that area. But schematically, they know how to make you one-dimensional, and that's why you got to be able to win doing both.
Reports are out about, you know, the trade deadline and the possibility of you guys wanting to kind of help out with that Bosa void. Are you guys, like, talking about that? How are you guys feeling about the possibility of bringing someone else in to help out with that edge?
As always, I mean, those guys talk every day, all the way up till the deadline, and they'll let us know if anything ever has a possibility. But with Bosa out, there's no difference than usual. So the same.
And Givens, that mean his window is open to Brexit. Yeah. What's the plan for him and Mustafa? Is there a chance those guys?
He's in the back end. We'll see how the week goes. No guarantees they'll be ready for Sunday, but we'll kind of start basing that off how they look today a little bit, how they look leading up to this point. But we'll see how they go.
Can you give us a couple of updates on some of the other guys that are on IR, like Kittle and Ben March? Are they progressing?
Yeah, they're all progressing. Hopefully we'll have a chance at Kittle next week. Just a chance. I don't think Barch is up next week, though.
Now back to the trades. I think John said on the radio that you're going to have to see how the season's going, too, to assess what the situation is. 4-1 as the guy coaching this, does that increase your interest in maybe making a trade or two?
Not really. What increases my interest is who's the guy that can absolutely help us get better this year without hurting us next year, and you balance both of those out. But there's got to be a guy available, and sometimes it's two different things. Sometimes there's one guy who can only help this year. Sometimes there isn't a guy available who's like that. So we'll see what comes up. Sometimes things come up, but I don't see any different right now than how I felt going into the year.
In the Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No, I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years, and it was pretty obvious. And I thought, you know, at the time, some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there, and we were playing some young rookies, and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
There's an epidemic in the league right now of players dropping the ball right before they cross the goal line. Have you talked about this with your players? Have you ever thought about how you would react if one of your players did that?
No, I don't think much about how I'd react. I'd always react pretty much the same, as upset as I could possibly be with trying to internalize it all. But yeah, we show stuff, guys. I mean, everyone does. And stuff happens around the league. Most people do that. We didn't last week. We had a short week. We do around the league on Fridays. We didn't get a Friday. But yeah, you would think you don't need to show that. You would think Deshaun covered that like 20 years ago. But surprisingly, you need to cover it because it keeps happening. And I have a pretty good feeling people did see it last 2 weeks ago. So I have a feeling sometimes you cover things and it still happens. I'm still curious if that guy let it go before the goal line or not. Look pretty damn close to me. Go ahead.
What were you seeing as far as progress in the run game?
What am I seeing? Well, last week you didn't see much statistically at all. Kind of had an idea going into the game how big of a challenge that was going to be. I wasn't proud of the production in terms of yards and everything, but I was extremely proud of how our team got over 30 carries. When you can do that and you're only averaging under 3, that means you're doing a lot of good things. You're staying out there, you're executing, you're doing good on third down. But it's, you know, we missed some opportunities earlier in this year. It got a little harder versus the Rams. It's going to get harder this week versus Tampa Bay. But we just got to keep pressing away.
The Rams game, that you've been impressed with your team's character for a while now. When did that first kind of strike you, that sense that this was a team that had grit, that had character?
I mean, it's nothing against the old team. I think our old teams have had grit and character. It was just more, it was a different deal this year, just knowing how much turnover we had as and how many more younger guys were dependent on going into the season in comparison to the 3 years prior. And when you had a team for like the 3 or 4 years prior that, you know, everything was about, hey, we got to get back to the Super Bowl. We got to win an NFC championship game. You got to do all that stuff. It's just a little bit different mindset. I knew it wasn't like that with all the young guys. So I was, you know, when you break the team down and OTAs and everything for a few years about getting back to the Super Bowl and things like that, like, it's not going to be that way with this group. And it was a totally different deal. So I wanted to just see how guys attacked practice and football every single day, thinking we'd have to really work to get to that because it hadn't been that way for a while. But that's what I was so excited about in OTAs, because just talking with the guys in phase one and two about it and just watching how they reacted and how the practices went, it wasn't very hard for me. The guys were totally bought into it. We had the right guys, and they haven't worried about really anything except being as good as they can be in practice and that carrying over to games. And I think that's how it's been in these five games. Just as easily you can lose all five and be 0-5, and we found a way to be 4-1. And regardless of any of the games, even the one we lost, I've just been proud of how they've been going about it.
Follow up on that. I know you don't want to get too high or too low throughout the season, but like you said, it's been a really good start to the season. And I asked earlier this season about the road games, being that there's so many heavy road games on the front end of the schedule. How encouraged are you to see how their gutsy wins toward the end of these games on the road have turned out to go in you guys' favor?
I mean, I love finding ways to win games that you can easily lose. I don't really look into the road or away or when you do it. It really doesn't matter. I've been 5-0 and not made the playoffs. I've been 0-4 and have made the playoffs. So like, you don't look into really any of that stuff. It's just, it all matters what your record is when you add up 17, not the order of how you do it.
What's the status of Ricky? Are you expecting him to practice tomorrow, or is this a multi-week rest thing that he needs?
We were hoping last week that he'd probably be able to get in this week. He wasn't able to Monday. He's not able to today. So we'll see if there's a turn here on Thursday or Friday, but I'm not counting on it right now.
You almost put in Adrian Martinez the last game, and then you looked out and you saw Mac out there. How much would you be able to do with him at this point? You've had him for a little while now, but he's also been running the scout team.
We would have had to find out. Obviously a guy who hasn't been in your system very long and hasn't gotten a lot of NFL experience very long, you want to be as careful as you can. But when you're in a 20-20 game or whatever it was at the time and someone's taken over, you're going to do what you got to do. So you know, you get in certain situations and you know, you got to find out.
One of the things that stood out on the film was that Bourne dropped a pass and immediately Jones ran over to him, kind of, I don't know, gave him a pep talk, helped him up. What do you think of Mac's ability to assert leadership as the number two guy, and how do you evaluate that?
I think guys need to be themselves and be consistent, and I think Mac's been that way. And when you're self and you're consistent, as long as you prepare the right way, play the right way, then to me you're a leader, and guys respect that. And I mean, I don't know if him patting him on the shoulders why he didn't drop the next one, but it sure definitely doesn't hurt.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Threw me off. I guess the first part is, like, why he's historically good. Like, you know, his field goal percentage is third, I think, all time now. Why do you think, can you provide insight on why he was available in week two? And also, like, when he screams, like, after, you know, at the opposing sideline or whatever, just his reactions, like, exude confidence and, like, he's got something to him. Does that give you more confidence in him?
No. Making it gives me a lot of confidence. I don't really care how you act before or after. If it goes in, I'm good. However you want to act, as long as you don't hurt a team and get a penalty, be yourself. But don't hurt a team and get a penalty. And I'm not sure why he was available. You know, the percentages look real good. But I'm glad he was available. So.
All righty. That was the Kyle Shanahan press conference with the media. The big news, Juwan Jennings not practicing, Brock Purdy not practicing, Ricky Pearsall not practicing, Mac Jones limited with a knee and an oblique. And then I would say lastly, it sounds to me like Shanahan's doubtful that Pearsall will be able to play this Sunday.
That's how I got it.
So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's what we're looking at. We're looking at a starting quarterback who didn't practice and a backup quarterback who was limited.
Yeah, and a head coach, Steiny. I almost got to give him flowers for this. They're 4-1. But he ain't fooling himself how they've gotten to 4-1, and they could easily be 1-4. And he's not throwing a party, and I'm not saying, nor should he, the fact that they pulled these games out. But he knows this is a marathon. He's been around it. But, man, you know, like, I don't feel like that was fake at all. He's just being stoic in who he is. But he knows there's a long way to go, man.
I thought there was a real interesting answer that to the question Tim Kawakami asked about the Emmanuel Sanders trade years back. And at the time, Shanahan made the move because he thought they needed to make that move to get to the Super Bowl. And Kawakami asked him if there's a move out there that he sees that could be like that. And he said, I don't feel that way at all. And I couldn't help but think, you know, either we're not late enough in the season for me to think this is a Super Bowl team, or we're not a Super Bowl team right now, and so that's why, you know, I'm not gonna say there's a trade out there that could put us over the top.
And he also told TK Stoney, back when they made that move, they had a Super Bowl defense.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So I was like, man, okay, tell us how you really feel. But it's a work in progress. But I'll say this, you know, as we get down the road and that day does get close to the deadline, if they feel like they got action, and right now they should. But Steiny, what did he say also? I'm not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. You know, do something now and then hurt us for next year.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard from Kyle Shanahan talking to the media down in Santa Clara. Certainly feels like we're leaning into Mac Jones starting. It doesn't sound to me like Ricky Pearsall's a high probability, let's say, to play. Brock Purdy didn't practice today, and Mac Jones was limited. So it looks like Mac Jones is going to be the guy down in Tampa Bay.
What did you get from the traveling, Brock not traveling with the team? Obviously, you don't want him on that toe, right?
Yeah, they always say, you know, guys with ankles and stuff like that.
Travel.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Niners and the Bucks. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Christian McCaffrey, Veteran Day, Trent Williams, Veteran Day, and boy, that was a long list.
Yeah, it was. And Steiny, it's been a long year in regard to that, but it's also been a special year, the fact that thus far this team's 4-1. And I got to just say this. I forgot to tell you and Evan, but I'm just walking in here into the station this morning. I'm thinking to myself, if you can two back-to-back opponents somehow go to L.A., beat them, which you did, undermanned, we can all say that, and then back that up with another game that looks like it's going to be coming from your backup quarterback. And Steiny, you go to Tampa and somehow get a win over a 4-1 Buck team? I mean, I don't know how much more impressive it gets when you talk about a sequence of wins.
I mean, and it's something I think you'd have to consider when you start to decide on when Brock Purdy can play. Mm. If Mac Jones –
So that noise is growing, you're going to say.
I mean, if he puts together another solid performance and they go down to Tampa Bay and win, so he goes on the road and beats a 3-1 team, then beats a 4-1 team. I mean, how could you not want to be more cautious with Brock Purdy if that's the case? Hey, Warriors Blazers tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. The first 10,000 fans will receive a commemorative Stephen Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors Ground, the place where all the magic comes to life. Go to warriors.com right now for tickets. And don't forget, the Warriors host their annual open practice tomorrow at Chase Center. That's at 5:30, giving fans a rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. Tickets for open practice are just $5, with proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. You want tickets to the event tomorrow, the open practice, very simple. Go to warriors.com/open practice. $5, that's it, and it all goes to charity. So that's an easy one. 5:30 at Chase Center tomorrow. Also, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.